Greg, it was on Halloween that I saw this news item from Bloomberg saying that bonds had beaten stocks for the past 30 years. And this is the first time that this has happened over a 30-year period since before the Civil War. What's going on here? Stocks always beat bonds in the long term. At least that's the world as I know it.
I think the incredible part of that, what you just said, is that it didn't come out on April Fool's Day. It is so outrageous to think of that concept, that bonds would beat stocks. And yet, not only in the last 30 years, but the last 4 or 5 years, bonds have just killed stocks. You know, in 2008, stocks lost 37% and bonds gained 27%. That's a huge difference. But I think you have to think, too, about historical returns. In the 20th century, stocks outperform bonds on an annual basis 3-1. So if you're getting ready to just switch entirely into bonds, you should be a little bit careful.
Yeah, I mean, we are looking at, you know, this very rare event of a financial meltdown, a huge stock market crash. So I guess it's to be expected that it would skew the results.
I believe it has, and I think that it there's no way to measure how much longer that difference can go on. It could be a lengthy period of time. People can stay in bonds for maybe years and years and not suffer any losses. But you just, when you get out at the end like this, where bond yields are at historic lows, it does make you kind of scratch your head and wonder where you ought to be.
Well, I keep thinking people are going to, you know, get this news that bonds are on top and just think, well, obviously I should be putting my money into bonds instead of the stock market. And that's sort of like driving by looking through the rearview mirror, isn't it? I mean, what happened in the past isn't necessarily going to happen in the future.
That's a good way to look at it. I think, too, if you really want to get into bonds, you want to be in a place where you can move quickly. And I think bond funds make the most sense. If things start to sour, you can easily get out of a bond fund with probably less pain than if you owned individual bonds.
And another thing to keep in mind, you know, seeing this extraordinary event here where bonds have beaten stocks over a 30-year period, like I said, for the first time since the 1860s, there's this concept on Wall Street known as reversion to the mean. So we're probably going to bounce back from this.
Yeah, reversion to the mean is one of my favorite sayings. What that means is that at some point, stocks will be gaining 9% a year and bonds will be gaining 3%. Again, we don't know when that'll happen, but it probably will happen.
Thanks, Greg. Greg Heberlin is KPLU's financial commentator. You can download our Money Matters conversations at kplu.org. I'm Dave Meyer.